Blog Talk Radio.
Great day, great day, great day. Thank you so much for joining me for our last episode of 2020. I am excited. This has been a beautiful year, and whatever your goals are for 2021, I pray that you are able to experience each and every one of them. I am Natasha L. Brown, your host for My New Peace Radio, healing evangelist, holistic advocate. I educate women on how to reverse dis-ease by creating a self-healing machine that God designed our bodies to be. I am also the author of 4 self-empowerment books. And listen, we are here each Tuesday, for My New Peace Radio, and you can listen to the several broadcasts before this. In order to get more information, especially since this is holiday season, you probably thought I was going to talk about holiday, but no. The same information, the tips I gave you on eating in moderation and living well daily for Thanksgiving would be the same recommendation I would give for Christmas, because you should be doing the same thing daily to maintain wellness. It should not change because it's the holiday. You don't have to gorge. Listen, the same food is available year-round. Now, maybe certain desserts are not, but learn how to make them yourself, and you can have them throughout the year, and that way it's not something that you have to do in order to overindulge during the holidays. So that's my spiel on that. Disclaimer. This is an informational session. I am not a medical professional. This broadcast and all broadcasts are used to assist you in starting and maintaining your holistic journey in the right direction. Always, always seek medical attention from your primary care physician for any illness or disease. If you are watching us on YouTube, go ahead, hit subscribe, click the bell so you'll know when we're going live. And if you're seeing this anywhere else, give us some love, make a comment, let us know how you found us, as well as click any of the follow options that are there so that we can stay in touch. This week, we are dealing with holistic habits to practice without leaving your home. If the second wave is going to pick up and we're going into lockdown, which probably won't happen during the holiday season, but, you know, we don't know. If that happens, then guess what? Your home should be your sanctuary. Your home should always be your sanctuary. I'm in my home now. This is my place of peace. This is where I come for anything that will give me peace, joy. Everything that I've learned and want to learn, I can do here in my home. And what I want us to keep in mind, if there's something disturbing what's going on in your home, guess what? You need to eliminate it. If it's a person, have a conversation. If the conversation is not going to work, find out how you can get some peace or get some departure. One or the other has to take place, and that's what I've practiced, and definitely that is what I am geared toward. So bonus tip, if you don't practice your devotional daily, no matter what time of day, you should always have a designated space if you are practicing devotional. But if you're not, get you a sacred space for your entire family as well as a place for you personally so that you can practice that devotional time and you know where you're going to go. You know, with if you had a fire in your home, you have a designated place everyone would meet so that you can get a head count and know everyone's safe. Same thing spiritually. Where in your home would we go in order to find out or get direction from God, whether it's a positive or negative situation? There are things that need to be set up in our home so that we have direction and guidance in our home. So bonus tip. All right, starting off with these holistic habits so that you can practice them within your home. Schedule regular stretching or exercise. You don't do a full exercise routine in the morning, fine. As you're getting out of the bed, at least do some stretches. Depending on your age will depend on what you want to do, but there's no limit as to what you can do. So make sure you are stretching or exercising in some form daily. Even if you work in an office building where you can take the stairs, that's a form of exercise. Get your body going, get your heart rate up, get your blood circulating, especially this time of year, it's a little chilly. Number 2, make health packs with your family. Get you an accountability partner. Your family doesn't want to be healthy, find somebody that does. And as you become slimmer, finer, and sexier, your family will jump on board. They'll want to know what you're doing. But hold yourself to an accountability partner to do the right things, to go in the wellness direction so that your body can be healthy, happy, and whole, not just today, not just tomorrow, but every day that you are living. Your body deserves it. Number three, switch up boring meals. So just like I mentioned with the holidays, most of the food that we eat on the holidays, just because we're eating it with family does not mean we have to eat until we're unconscious. Find out what you can eat. Do some healthy alternatives, especially your sides this year. What are some things that you can do seasonally? Each season, if you pay attention in your grocery store, they have different fruits and vegetables. In your ethnic stores, you can always find something you wouldn't find in your regular grocery stores. So get started. Do some research. Find out how to cook these things. When I go to the international market in Atlanta, I always see people picking up things that I want. I ask how they cook it. How are you preparing that? If it's something that I'm interested in, I want to know more about it. So you can do the same thing by doing an internet search. Find out how to cook it. Find out what to do. Many of the things that we avoid in the grocery store would be easier to cook than what we purchase. So keep that in mind. Those were the first three. Number four, tuck yourself in early. No matter where I am, no matter what time zone I'm in, 8 p.m. Eastern, my body says, hello, it's time for us to get ready for bed. Whether I go to bed immediately or not, I have a routine that I begin to wind down. So definitely start a routine, get your routine going, and wind down. You need to have your body in a place of healing, relaxation. 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. is definitely the time that the body has that repair time. And sometimes 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., my body wants to take a nap, but I can't always do that. But keep in mind what you are doing to your body and for your body. So that bedtime routine, making sure the temperature is right so you can sleep all night, making sure you've hydrated all day long and stop hydrating at enough time so you won't be up all night going to the bathroom because that will disturb your sleep. But eating properly, knowing what you need to do in order to maintain wellness in your body is so vital. And it's something that we should always be doing. So that exercise is important, eating live foods with each meal, restful sleep, knowing your sleep number, how many hours you need to sleep in order to function the next day, as well as exercising and devotional time are all so important. That's why I stress it on every episode, every teaching, anything I do. Those are just some simple things you can start off with in order to make sure that you are doing what you need for your body. Okay. So those four things will help you with your holistic habits and not leaving the home. Now, these other topics, these are some things that you want to do because of the pandemic, because you've been in the house most of the year. It's not an excuse not to make sure that you're taking care of yourself. So and I guess I could say number five, even though we're transitioning to a different topic, keep on track with your food lifestyle. What are you eating? What are your food choices? Make sure you're eating live foods with every meal, whether it's a fruit or vegetable. Breakfast, that traditional breakfast is messing up a lot of people, keeping you constipated all day long. So choose foods that are going to give you life, going to give you energy. That's what breakfast is for, to get your day started in the right direction, that jump start to get you where you need to be. So definitely keep in mind what you are eating on a daily basis. Also, number six, remember to look after your mental health. Mental health is so important, and we just neglect it as if it is not important, but it really is. So making sure we know how and what we need to do, if we need to speak to someone, at what point do we need to speak to them, how long do we need to speak to them, all of those things are definitely important. So in conjunction with the nutrition and exercise, this is going to help your overall well-being if you are taking care of your mental health. It ensures that emotionally, physically, mentally, in every part of your being, that you are balanced and that you are aligned with the way God created you, that you are well. So, you know, eating right and getting that restful sleep, exercising, all of that is going to play into that mental health, making sure our mood is correct, making sure all of those happy brain chemicals, your endorphins, your dopamine, all of that is going in the right direction and that we are not struggling in any way at all. Number seven, still remain hydrated no matter what time of the year. You know, a lot of people focus on hydration when the weather is warmer, but no matter the time of year, hydration is important. Our body is made up of more than 70% of water, so we want to remain hydrated so that our bodies can function. My holistic mentor mentioned to me, we were talking about dehydration. He mentioned that when you go one day and you are dehydrated, many of us don't realize we're dehydrated, but you're dehydrated, it takes 6 months to get every organ rehydrated. So how many days this week, and I know it's only Tuesday, but the past 7 days, how many days have you gone without drinking at least a gallon of water? Or I'll say that the recommended 8 glasses of water. How many days over the past 7 days have you gone without enough water? This time of the year we should be drinking antioxidant water. Definitely always spring water if you're not drinking antioxidant water. Stay away from the purified tap water unless you have a good filter. But you want to make sure the water is more than a 7.5 pH because you don't want to create an acidic environment in your body. You want to be alkaline so you won't have the aches and pains. You won't have the fogginess. You won't be fatigued. All of that plays a large part in who you are on a daily basis. Consuming alcohol is fine if that's what you do, but make sure you are hydrating so that you won't get dehydrated because you are consuming alcohol. So these are just a few tips that we want to end the year on. Always, our key and our goal is to make sure you are proactive. If you saw my testimony, the last 2 episodes, you know I got into this in a reactive state. But it has become my passion because there are so many simple things we can do on a daily basis to be and stay well, to be and stay whole, to be and stay in a state of holistic healing. Our bodies do not have to be sick. We do not have to engage in what's going on as far as any virus, whether it's the flu or the coronavirus. No matter what time of year, we should be well. We should stay well. We should possess wellness daily because that is our birthright. So what are you doing? Any of these tips, if you're not doing them, definitely go ahead and start doing them because certainly, certainly, you want to live a long, healthy life. You don't want to be up in age and not be able to take yourself because then that is aging. But we talked about several episodes ago the myths on aging. You can be just as vibrant as you were in high school, college, even in elementary school. Our bodies only slow down and get stiff because we don't utilize every part of our body. So if you have any questions, definitely you can go ahead and put those in the comment section, and you can ask or you can use the links that we have in the description. Contact me and let me know what you need and how you need it. And if you want to get started with a wellness plan, contact us at whathappentoyourlastmeal.com, whathappentoyourlastmeal.com. Click on the Contact Us tab. And let us know you're ready to get started, and we will do a consultation to see if you are a fit for what we do. And if you're not a fit, I can definitely recommend someone for you. So remember, I am Natasha L. Brown. I love you. Self-love, self-compassion, and holistic habits daily are your superpowers. Have a great rest of the year, and I will see you at the top of the year every Tuesday, just like we've been doing, to get you on track with your wellness.